You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So becoming a pastor is a significant and often deeply fulfilling journey that involves a strong commitment to faith, education and service. The path to becoming a pastor may vary depending on your denomination and specific circumstances, but the common thread is a deep sense of calling and a commitment to ministering to the spiritual and emotional needs of a congregation. And we are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Ian Haluba. I think I said it correctly. He's going to correct me this as we speak about men who have chosen ministry. Pastor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am good, my pastor. Did I say your name correctly?
Yes. This is Haluba Ian.
Oh, Haluba. All right. Haluba.
Haluba, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for joining us and for making time to come and speak to us about this very important topic.
Yes. Thank you very much, listeners. We are actually talking about the calling for pastors who go to ministry. And so what we see here is that individuals who actually come to ministry, these individuals usually receive a call to the gospel ministry. They also receive, of course, at the same time, a personal call from Christ.
Mm.
They accept an invitation to join the church community and to ensure that they are able to get involved in the spreading of the gospel. So it's a personal call that individuals receive to get into this ministry. Yeah, so the call comes, of course, in different ways. It comes in different ways. Others, of course, it may be it may require them to go and study theology, but others, it's not necessary that they have to go and study theology. Others would just probably see from the commitment that they have to do the work of God. So that's a call that they receive from God. And so they would go on and do the work of God through those lines. But there is need, of course, to collaborate with Christ in this ministry. If you are called to the gospel ministry, indeed you need to collaborate with Christ, because he is the one who calls us into this ministry so that we are able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if we do so, we are actually able to accomplish that which God has called us to. So these young men that are called into ministry, they need to first and foremost ask themselves a question, whether they've been called by Christ to come into this gospel ministry, or probably it's just the feeling or just an emotional feeling that they should come and work for Christ. So there should be that integration, there should be that connectivity with Christ, the one who calls us into this ministry. I think those are some of the things that we can talk about under the calling into ministry. Yes.
So this call, Pastor, that you're speaking about, what kind of a call is it? Let's say there's someone listening, right, and they've been, maybe they've heard the call, maybe they've heard it and ignored it and don't know what it is. What kind of a call is it? Is it the same one that we are using now? Because I called you, right? Is it the same as this one? Where is it a phone call? How does this call now come about?
This call is a divine call. It's not any other core or these other cores, probably like the one that you've just done.
Mm.
But it's a divine core that one receives and realizes that there is indeed something that he or she has to do for his savior.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you receive this core, of course, you as an individual, you'll have the impetus, the enthusiasm to actually get into ministry. And this ministry that you're talking about, like I mentioned earlier on, is a ministry where you are collaborating with Christ. You want to work with Christ into saving souls, into saving those who are perishing. And so you get a commitment to work for Christ, to work with Christ in saving the souls that are dying, the souls that are perishing. And so it's a personal, it's a personal call. It's not really a call where you have to be pushed to do this. You have to be forced to do what? No, it's just in you that you want. You know, you feel that passion. You to serve those who are, you know, in need. And so this is the call that we are talking about. And basically, the whole thing is, you just want to see that these people who are perishing, they have life at the end of the day, just like Christ himself demonstrated. I think this is the core that we are talking about. Yes.
Okay. So is there a, should one pursue educational training? I heard you speaking about, I heard you speaking about people going to study to further their calling, or, you know, to enhance or whatever that they're doing there, to study to become pastors, right? Is that a necessity? Can one become a pastor without having gone to school, even whilst they have received the calling?
I can say no. One cannot become a pastor without looking at the church policies that we are using. One cannot become a pastor without getting into, you know, getting into. What we are basically talking about, when one realizes this call, when they realize that they've been called into ministry, it's of course one thing that comes in one's life. And then later on, of course, they'll get into school. But you know, these young men and women must know is that when you get into school, getting into school does not change anything about who you are. You still remain the same person. If really you were not called into ministry, even when you get into school, it will still show that you were not called, because you know, the fruits themselves will show that this individual was not really called into ministry. So the issue of getting into school is just to further and enhance one's calling. But one has to first have a call from God himself, the one who called Abraham from the land of Mesopotamia, the land of Haran. He called him to move out of that particular region because he had a mission with Abraham. And so even today, people are called. When you are called, you respond to the call from God. And when we respond to the call from God, you further probably go to school to just better yourself. Because the community that we are living in today, of course, people have gone to school, people are learned. And so we need people at least that are vested with different information and be able to articulate issues pertaining to the needs of a society that we live in.
Okay.
Sure.
So do we have biblical guidance on in terms of one when one wants to become a pastor? I know when you not want to be an elder, you must be a husband to one wife. But do we have a guidance in terms of what pastors should do in order to become pastors, what they shouldn't do if they are pastors?
Well, the guide is there in the Bible that if one desires to be a bishop, you know, the outline there is given on what this particular individual is supposed to do and how he's supposed to behave. And so the guide is there. A biblical guide is there. I think it's in the book of Timothy. The guide is there on how individuals who are called into this ministry are supposed to behave. These people are supposed to be single-minded. These individuals are supposed to be committed. These individuals are supposed to recognize the person who has called them into ministry. And they have to work based on, you know, the reason as to why these individuals were called into ministry. And so the issue of calling, of course, it's something broad. You know, people claim that, no, I've been called into ministry to, you know, work. But at the end of the day, you see different things that comes out of these individuals who say they have been called. So those who have the deepest experience in the things of God, of course, they are, you know, they are removed from issues like pride, self-exaltation, because they realize that they have been called, you know, to save, and not only to save, but to glorify God himself who has called them to save into that ministry. And he is the one who should be exalted at each and every moment or time of their lives. Yes.
So, with all of that, Pastor, let's say there is I know people receive the calling at different stages in their life, right, in terms of their age. So let's say there's one who've just received. Now, what kind of possible challenges could they face in the ministry that they need to prepare themselves for? I know some wives, they complain saying, I didn't bargain for this, you know, and even the children. But for the pastor himself, what are some of the things that he need to prepare himself for mentally before saying yes to the call?
Yeah, based on, you know, the call that they receive. You see, when you are called into ministry, like I mentioned in my preamble, this call is a call that calls us to commitment. And there should be, you know, passion, love for the work that you are called into. So, of course, there are, you know, there are different things that ministers or these gospel workers are supposed to exhibit, a variety of traits that they're supposed to exhibit, such as faithfulness, moral purity, such as integrity, you know, intelligence with what is prevailing at the moment in the needs of the society, you know. They need to exhibit a lot of things, relational skills, teaching abilities. If really these people have been called into ministry, these people are not themselves. They have been empowered by Christ. And so Christ is the one who is going to, you know, bring out these, you know, traits in their lives. And so as they are into that ministry, they will not regret as to have been responded to the call that they were called, because Christ would have empowered them with some of these traits like integrity, perseverance, you know. Even when they face challenges, they face difficulties and hardships, they will not look up to man. They will look up to the one who called them. Who called them will be the one who is going to empower them. And so it will not be something that we may say that these people may try to regret that. If such a person regrets, then we begin to question as to whether these people were called or they were not called into ministry. Yes.
So how then, here's the pastor, he's called, it's okay, he accepts the call, it's okay. So now, as much as we're focusing on the man himself, how then do we, as his family, you know, support him on this journey? Because we can be a burden, hey? Because we are not the ones who were called. So how then do we support him in this journey that he has chosen, or that God has chosen him for?
Support from the family is very important for the realization and also effectiveness of the ministry. So the family comes in to ensure that they are always there with, this individual or the pastor that has been called into ministry. In whatever he does, I think the family should be the first, the family should be the first institution, even before the pastor gets into church.
Mm.
The family should be the one to, you know, give moral support to the pastor, as to even approve more of what he is supposed to do. If there's anything, of course, wrong that the pastor does, the family should be there to help the pastor so that he is able to, correct himself and help him to realize this call that he has received from God. I think we can give an example of, Abraham. Abraham, when he was called to move out of that particular land, even when he told the wife and, the family members that he was called, there was no one who hesitated as to why Abraham accepted to that call and even where he was going. Because Abraham did not even know where he was going. He was just told to move out of that particular land or region. And so the family supported by following the call that Abraham received from God. So it's actually very important for the family to always be there, for the pastor. Because he has received a call from God and he has to go into the errands. He has to go and preach. He has to go and help those who are in need. So the family should be there to back up the pastor.
Indeed. Pastor, before you go, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for those who have received the call, and please pray for those who might receive the call, so that, you know, they may take the right decision and they may be supported throughout that whole journey.
Shall we pray? Our gracious and loving Father, you who dwells up yonder in heaven, we exalt your name, we glorify you. We thank you that you've given us life. We want to pray, Heaven Father, this morning for our brothers and sisters who may be struggling listening to this program this morning to accept the call from you. We want to ask in a special way, dear Heaven Father, that make them realize that you are the one who is calling them and that they need to respond positively to the call, Heaven Father, to take up this mission, to reach out to our brothers and sisters that are in need, those who are struggling. Heaven Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that may you convince them, Lord, through the ministration of the Holy Spirit this morning. Guide them through, Heaven Father, as they respond positively to this call, Heaven Father, that you are calling them. We ask that, Lord, you continue to intervene, that you continue to help them. It's through Jesus Christ that we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us through here. And we are grateful that you answered the call. And we thank you for helping us to speak about the call itself in becoming a ministry. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you very much, my sister. Have a blessed day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.